HW News Network has entered into a partnership with ITV Gold, that is a 33-year-old 24/7 TV channel in the United States. It featured an interview with Sam Pitroda, the Indian Overseas Congress president, where he had spoken about his journey during his association with the Congress party during former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi regime to current Congress president Rahul Gandhi. Let us hear what he has to say.
I had worked in India in early 80s. That's when Mrs. Indira Gandhi was Prime Minister. She gave me an opportunity to establish Center for Development of Telematics, gave me an entry into telecom transformation. Then when she died, Rajiv Gandhi became Prime Minister, and he provided the needed political will to work on new technology and new systems in telecom through CDOT and then Telecom Commission. And then I worked with him on technology missions related to water, literacy, immunization, edible oil, telecom, and milk production. So I would say for that decade, all the work I did in technology and telecom required Congress leadership's support, political will behind it. So I find that all that I have been able to do, it was because of Congress platform. Then Rajiv Gandhi died, I came back to US, and then when again Manmohan Singh became Prime Minister, I felt that I could probably work on knowledge, Digital India, and other things to really help going forward. So again for 10 years, I got political support from Congress government. I was born with Congress ideology. That was a different era. You know, we believed in Gandhian values, truth, trust, non-violence, love, inclusion, you know, development from the bottom up. And when I see these values being challenged, truth is being twisted with lies on social media. Trust has been converted into fear, personal attacks. Love has been converted into hate. Non-violence has been converted into violence on the street. I mean, people get beaten up because they eat beef. People get beaten up because they give, you know, flowers to their girlfriend during, you know, Valentine's Day. Okay? And that bothers me. That's not the India that I had envisaged. You know, India is all about diversity. India is all about everybody and not about one group of people with hate for the other group. And then India is also about bottom-up development and not top-down development. So when I see a total shift in the values, I worry about the kind of India we are building. No, I think they are continuing with the Digital India vision we had. It was not about CDOT. But it was about knowledge network, it was about, you know, Aadhaar, it was about GIS, it was about e-governance, it was about mobile money, it was about electronic payment, it was about open government, it was about, you know, right to information. So all of these things, fortunately, are continuing, which is good. I'm happy that we are continuing with that because that's going to help India in the long run. Indian overseas have always played a role in India's development, right from Gandhiji to Pandit Nehru to Sardar Patel to many others. Okay. NRIs have had a huge impact on India's independence, India's development, not only in political area, but also in technological areas. I think Indian Overseas Congress people can make a huge impact on election if they want. It all depends on how much energy they are willing to put in. Okay. Some may go back to campaign, some may you know, use social media to spread the message. Some may decide to back a candidate of their choice in their constituency, in their village, in their, you know, state. So I think the value of their contribution depends on their energy they want to put in. See, like everywhere else, people have different ideas on different things. So there are always this sort of, you know, disagreements and sometimes fights. You want multiple leaders, they all want to gang up, and they all have their own agenda. But at the end of the day, we all have to work together. At the end of the day, collaboration is important. Communication is important. Cooperation is important, you know. And I think these kinds of meetings allow us to collaborate better. I'm just finishing a new book called Redesigning the World. I believe the world needs to be redesigned.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.